around BVA. Laissez bon temps rouler. Two photos enhance this entry in Around BVA. The first of the photos focuses on three persons seated in an area below a performing stage. Attention is called to the far left of the three persons because of a large hat and a loud plaid shirt he is wearing. A lady in the middle has a crown and is covered from neck to feet by a large cape of some type. The third person, a man, is also wearing a crown and holding up a torch. He is also wearing a cape. The caption reads, left to right, Jester Tracy Farrow, Queen Robin Robinson, and King Paul Andreas. The second photo is a group shot with eight persons. Highlighting the photo is a billboard-like graphic of an Eagle's Lodge with four persons to the left of the graphic and four to its right. All the persons to the right of the graphic are holding white canes and have a ribbon and some type of medallion around their necks. The caption describes the photo thus. The Louisiana-Mississippi Regional Group and Eagle Lodge 4535 join forces to celebrate Mardi Gras. The text of the entry begins, "Let the good times roll" was the overriding call as BVA members joined forces with Eagle's Lodge 4535 and the Gulf Coast Blind Rehabilitation Center to celebrate Mardi Gras. The fun began with the Gulf Coast Healthcare System's Mardi Gras Parade on February 13th, attended by members of the Louisiana-Mississippi Regional Group and Robin Robinson of the Georgia Regional Group's Dublin Chapter. Robin was named Queen of the Celebration, while Tracy Farrow, president of the Louisiana-Mississippi Regional Group, was selected as the King for Blind Rehabilitation. Although Tracy had been selected, the eventual honoree was World War II veteran and former prisoner of war, Paul Andreas. The king, queen, and court member rode in a parade of corvettes, tossing beads and throws to several patients and staff. Following the parade, the celebration moved into the recreation center, where all the participants were honored in some way. On February 25, Fat Tuesday, the Eagle's Lodge donated eight spots on its float to the Blind Rehabilitation Center, where four veterans and four staff rode in the city of Biloxi's Mardi Gras parade that featured more than 100 floats. "The Eagles treated our blind veterans very well," said Tracy. "Starting at 8:30 a.m. and lasting all day, our veterans and staff were treated to food, drinks, music, and many throws to distribute." Michael Johnson, Greater Houston Regional Group, was an attendee at the Mardi Gras event. "It was a once-in-a-lifetime experience," he said, despite being argued on that point by Tracy. "I could tell by the glint in his eye that he'd like to come back and do it all again," he said. Biloxi Blind Rehabilitation Specialist Alicia Jarrett also supported the event. "The veterans really enjoyed themselves and would love to come back again next year," she reported. Eagle Lodge 4535 President Dean Martell expressed pride in his lodge and said he appreciated the chance to honor the veterans with vision loss. BVA and Eagles Lodge 4535 worked together throughout the year on several events to strengthen the bonds between the community and blinded veterans.